sitting on the box, stomp your feet, start clapping, got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen.
Helmets and Heels, brought to you by Underwood Jewelers on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Here's Donna Murphy, Lauren Brooks, Amanda Borges, and Blythe Brumleave.
Well, ladies, welcome to Dave and Buster's.
I know, I'm so excited.
What a fun crowd we have here.
Super fun.
Super fun. And Amanda, have you been practicing shooting hoops?
Yes, yes. In all of this time that I've had today, I've just been out back shooting hoops all day long. That's right.
Well, I have to tell everyone, only one of the four of us is still in the outfit that they wore to the chat today. And so, Blythe, you get major props, not only because you're in the same dress that you wore earlier today, but the fact that the dress did not have the security tag removed. And you do swear that you did not steal the dress.
So I swear. I have the receipt in my
we
car.
Can prove
you don't get
that.
Paid enough from this show to purchase this sundress.
Listen, they were going to give it to me or I was going to take
okay,
it.
Okay, all right.
So Blythe is still wearing it, which is really impressive for the fact that the moment we left the chat, we all went different ways except Blythe and I stopped to get something to eat. And after we left the restaurant, it was pouring cats and dogs, like the sideways rain that only comes in Florida. It was lightning. So we both took off our heels. We sprinted it to the car. I said a few prayers because I really thought that the trees were going to come down on top of me downtown. And long story short, we survived, but I ran home, and it is very unlike my girly girl side in me to actually get dressed again, but I did, and you did not, so major props for that.
No, I did not. I live at the beach, so I wasn't driving all the way home to the beach and then coming back, so I just kind of just grinned and bear it and turned on the AC in the car, and my dress is finally dry.
Well, you look great. You can't even tell that you were soaked.
Oh, yes, thanks. You look fantastic.
Thanks. She does.
And so we had a really special opportunity today. The four of us got to go. Well, first of all, thank you to all of our bosses who let us take off work, because we all have full-time jobs that kind of require our presence Monday through Friday.
Most
and they were
time.
All were nice enough to let us, yeah, sort of, let us out early today. And so we headed down to First Coast News, and we joined the ladies of the chat. The chat is from 3 to 4 weekdays on, like I said, First Coast News, either ABC or NBC locally. And they have different co-hosts every week, but this week, or at least today with us, was Casey Black DeSantis and Kavita Shanae. And they just basically wanted to get to know us, how the show came about. And for those of people who couldn't really tune in, Donna, give them a little rundown of how today went.
I mean, it was great. Yeah, Casey, I got to give you props out there. I don't know if you're listening right now, but you have now become my official girl crush.
Ooh.
I really enjoy meeting you. She's adorable. She absolutely is adorable. Very professional.
Do you want to give out your phone number about right now,
I know. You can call me, Casey. she was great, and the experience was wonderful. We all, you know, both Blythe and Lauren had the striped dresses on.
They did.
Amanda and I, the two blondes, had the plain dresses on, so somehow we worked that out. I don't
yeah,
know how
actually
unplanned.
It.
Right. No one talked about what we were wearing.
Nope.
And it was great. They just asked us the main questions about how we started, how the show came about, how we all met, and why we got into, you know, the sports realm. It was wonderful.
And Amanda, what would you tell people is the way that you came into loving sports?
I'd say that it started when I was younger. In high school, all of my friends, so my guy friends played football, I played flag football, and then my best friends were cheerleaders. I was never coordinated enough to be a cheerleader, but I could run and, like, pull flags in flag football. That was my thing. And then I got this internship.
So you played defense?
I did, yes. Okay. I played defense. I blocked a little bit sometimes, too.
Oh.
It was so much fun. I wish I could go back to
flag
football.
Because you do look like a lineman.
Yeah, like a huge
just
lineman.
Just like AJ Cann over there. You look just like him.
I think I'm a little bigger than AJ, though. I'm pretty sure I'm bigger than him.
We'll do the width measurement later.
Okay, we'll measure it. We actually went to States my senior year for flag football. Oh, my gosh. So much fun. I really miss it.
That's awesome. I didn't even know there was, like, an official flag football team.
Maybe it was just my county. I don't know. Well, no, it has to be throughout. We went to state. Well, I know. Like, I only know a Powder Puff. I don't.
They used to have the Air It Out, the Nike Air It Out tournaments here locally, and apparently they were a huge draw. I know they used to do them out by the airfields, NAS Jacks, I believe. I don't know if they do them anymore, but
I don't think they do.
Okay. Maybe you should look into it.
Maybe I should.
We should form maybe a Helmets and Heels team.
Ooh. Yeah. My cousin keeps saying she wants to play. She played quarterback at Florida State on the recreational fantasy or flag football team, not fantasy football.
Remember we talked about this a few weeks ago. I think we dubbed, was it you or Jess the quarterback? One of you.
I no longer can be quarterback.
That's right.
Thanks to a slight little injury, I got it playing football.
Yeah.
So I'm out on the quarterback side, but I will definitely play defense alongside Amanda.
All right.
So I think that was kind of the point of the going on TV today, to let people, you know, get to know why our show came about, how we got to the point where we are. One of my favorite things about Helmets and Heels that we talked about on the chat was how we get to shed a little light into different players and people probably around the community as well, their lives and things that you wouldn't necessarily know. Questions like we've asked in the past to Paul Posluszny, do you sing in the shower? Or things that we'll ask AJ Cann, like what is he afraid of? And certain items like that. But one of the things, too, that I absolutely love about this show is that we, the four of us, get to decide exactly what we talk about.
Yep.
And we get to come up with really fun topics, like tonight's topic of Ronda Rousey and the fact that she decided to pose completely nude in the ESPN body issue, and for a specific reason, and we'll get into that later. And also fun topics like I mentioned before, Memorial Day, should you wear white, should you not wear white? I have a feeling because all four of us are Floridians, we're going to lean a certain way on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you never know. Donna could pull a fast one and be adamant about no white before Memorial Day.
Me.
Just like she is about no jean shorts with the pockets hanging below. But so, Blythe,
Donna's
besides running,
always a variable in this.
Yes. You know what? She really is. Besides running guys, girl, how did you get into sports? What was the kind of first moment you remember loving them?
Loving sports, I do remember because we grew up so close to a baseball park, and my dad was the president of the ballpark. My mom ran the concession stand, so baseball was a part of our lives every single day. Every night after school, I think it was about 4 or 5 o'clock, we'd go up to the baseball park, come home about 8 p.m. whenever the games were over. All day Saturday was spent at the baseball field, too. And then a lot of the times on Sundays, we would go, and my dad was a big-time baseball card collector. So we would go to the flea market. We would go to a couple shops that he knew, and we would complete our baseball card collections because he has them all organized in books. And, you know, whatever slot that's in the card slot that's missing, that's the card he has to find. And so we'd spend hours just opening up baseball cards from buying boxes and boxes of them. So that was probably the earliest memory.
And one of your first words was a bad word.
It was the S word.
Ooh, shenanigans? That was next.
That's not a bad word. And if that was her first word, that's extremely impressive.
That's impressive, right? No, but my grandmother said that one of the first words she ever heard me say was the S word, and she screamed at my mother trying to find out where it was from, and then my mom overheard me watching the game with watching a Louisville Cardinals basketball game with my dad. And, of course, he was saying it over and over again. So that's where she got the idea that's where
funny.
She picked it up.
And Donna, you've told us before that your mom is a huge, not just Patriots fan, but sports fan in general.
She is. You know, with Blythe talking about her earliest, you know, childhood memory or whatnot about liking sports, I have to say, because we were going through childhood pictures, we were trying to find some and everything like that to tweet out or whatever.
Tweetably acceptable ones.
Yes. And I couldn't find the one that I remember looking at and saying, well, I was destined to like sports because I had my brothers were in it. And I had a Celtics jersey on and you'll be surprised, a Cowboys helmet on. But it was, you know, in the 80s, so.
Before Tony Romo.
Yeah, it was way before the mistakes of Jerry Jones.
Mistakes.
You know, well, the Cowboys were America's team and whatever, maybe still are. But yeah, so it was odd. I remember I was trying to find that picture to be like, see, this is my path. And I was, I think, 5, 4 maybe, something like that. But yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome being able to have a voice in the female market just to say, yeah, it's okay to like sports. We can
like
and
them,
we understand
love them.
Yeah.
Right?
So, we understand it.
Yeah, so want to do this. It is so fun going through childhood pictures and remembering those memories. And I know from the time I was born, I was taken to Florida football games and other Florida sporting events.
So you, it's not you your showed fault. Us. You showed us the picture with your mom.
I did. My mom would never allow me to tweet that out, even though she's not
Sorry,
on Twitter.
Sorry, Lauren's mom. I saw it.
It's a fantastic 80s picture. Let's just say that. But so, and what she has in that picture is a big old smile on her face holding her happy little bouncing baby in orange and blue. So I come by it honestly, Amanda. It is,
it's not your fault. I will hold it against you.
Yes, my parents met there. But so I just grew up with it. My parents put me in every sport imaginable, trying to wear me out when I was little because I was so hyper. Can you believe that?
No.
But so, all right.
Shocking.
So in most of those childhood pictures, I found smiles on my face. Did either of you two find anything other than smiles on your face? Is this bitchy resting face a problem you've had since the time you were little, or is it recent?
No, we're
That's
going
what
there
I need
right
to know.
Now. This has to be recent. I didn't know this existed until I talked to Blythe.
There's resting bitchy face or bitchy resting face if you want to be,
What's
I guess, grammatically correct.
Right.
Because the adjective has to describe the...
Right.
So that's where I go bitchy resting face.
Is that what we have?
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
But you're not alone. I feel like a lot of people have it and they just might not even know. Unless you're caught in the moment, how do you know?
Because if you look at all our pictures
no,
from remote...
No, you know that. I know.
Hi, my name is Donna and I have bitchy resting face.
Yes. I am an addict.
So for people who have it, tell them how they can fix it.
Please tell me. Smile all the time.
All the time.
Even if it's a half
moon. Is it like a crazy fake smile?
It's not. It's more of a...
Like a softer...
I'm not sure I can really give advice because I'm not sure I look great in most of these pictures when the camera's not on me either.
You both are... Lauren, you and Amanda are always smiling. And it's for some reason, it's Blythe and I who look extremely angry. Well, maybe we were actually happy to be there and you guys just weren't, you know? Maybe we were being...
That was probably the
really
case.
Happy,
it wasn't
yeah.
just at the chat.
Or maybe it's because Blythe had a chocolate shoe in her lap the entire
time. And a security tag on my dress.
And a security... Exactly. Oh, goodness. All right. Well, so we're going to ask AJ Can, who's coming up next, new Jaguars rookie offensive guard. I say offensive guard, and I'm not going to say which side because, you know what, I guess we don't necessarily know that quite yet.
Not yet.
But so AJ is going to join us next, and we'll ask him if he has any advice for these two about a bitchy resting face or resting bitchy face, whatever you want to call it. He will join us next. This is Helmets and Heels live from Dave and Buster's on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
You're listening to Helmets and Heels on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Welcome back to Helmets and Heels. We are live from Dave and Buster's on Salisbury Road, so come on out and see us. And again, you can shoot hoops against Amanda Borges and try and win some prizes. I hear she's actually not that good. So it sounds like the prizes may be available. That's what you told me, Amanda.
Yeah,
it's
but
not
at
a rumor
least be
I
nice
heard.
And like pump me up or something.
Well, I'm trying to pump up the prizes and the availability
now,
of the prize.
You are definitely going to win.
Oh, yeah, you're right. She's not smiling. Ooh. I didn't start this segment off well, did I, AJ? All right, AJ Can joining us.
Oh, my gosh.
Brand new Jaguars offensive guard.
Yay.
And AJ, welcome to Jacksonville. Welcome to the Jaguars. What are your first impressions of the Jags organization, Coach Gus Bradley and the like?
You know, I felt like it was a place where I can fit in at. You know, I felt comfortable with the coaches, felt comfortable with the team, and I'm just excited to be here and ready to see where this takes me from here on out.
And have you gotten to meet quarterback Blake Bortles?
Yeah, I got to meet him. He's a laid-back guy. He's
Isn't
really
he
cool.
great?
Yeah.
He's a lot of fun. We've all gotten to speak to him at different times, and he cracks me up all the time.
Yeah.
I think he's just as famous as he is and as famous as some of you guys are, you also realize that it's about way more than that. It's about hard work. So,
yeah,
welcome to town. Time to compete for a starting job.
Oh,
yeah,
thank
it is.
You. Thank you.
AJ, what other rookies have you been able to meet and kind of get to know?
Well, you know, all the rookies are pretty much together all day long. So I get a chance to meet all the guys, you know, and it's fun just getting to talk to them. Because in college, you know, I thought it'd be awkward and different coming in and meeting these guys, but it's kind of the same. And I was able to click with some of these guys really easy. Yeah.
Cool. Are you bunking with any of them?
Nah, it's all mellow, all real cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you take us back to the draft? Can you describe what that is like, getting that phone call?
Oh, man, that's unbelievable.
I love that picture.
Yeah, that's a great picture.
Yeah, I was kind of aggravated at the moment because I was like, man, when am I going to get a phone call? Then it just happened as soon as I was starting to get upset, and I was so glad that the Jaguars called me. It was unbelievable.
What do you do to kind of ease your mind during that waiting game? Because I imagine 5 minutes feels like 5 hours.
I played Candy Crush.
Did that help with the nerves or no?
Yeah, it really did.
It did?
Yeah, I stopped looking and I started playing Candy Crush on my phone.
Oh my gosh.
So, AJ, you started the second most number of games in your school's history. Who started more than you? South Carolina.
TJ Johnson. He's a very, very good player that played there. And I think he's in the NFL now, plays for the Bengals, and he's a really cool dude.
So he would say Houday at this moment. And you got to play for Steve Spurrier. I went to the University of Florida, and so growing up, I was a massive Steve Spurrier fan. And I got to meet him once. He is as quirky as every quote that you'll ever read. So he said some really nice things about you. I'm sure you've heard them before, but I'll let you hear them again. He said, AJ's a lineman. He doesn't say much, but he leads by example. Dylan Thompson, your quarterback, obviously, but for those who don't know, and AJ hang around the stadium, it seems like, all day. They do their workout, their lifting, and a lot of times they hang around and help the freshmen. So that clearly sounds like you have an excellent work ethic. How did you develop that?
I mean, I always looked at myself as one of those guys to work hard, you know, on and off the field. And when there's ever a chance for me to get out and do something extra, like in the weight room or anything at the stadium, you know, I was there to get that extra work in. So that's just me, you know, always willing to take the extra time to do something to work hard. Yeah.
You know, in high school, it says that you didn't give up one sack the whole time. Wow. Talk about your high school days, the Friday Night Lights. You know, we're big here in Jacksonville about supporting all of that. So tell me your experience about it.
High school was fun. You know, I'll never forget my hometown, my high school. You know, that was some of the best times. And it was kind of hard for me to give up a sack. You know, we were a wing T team. We ran the ball a lot. So I wasn't giving up many sacks. But it was a great time growing up in Bamberg, South Carolina.
Yeah, does anything compare? Like, what compares to the Friday Night Lights? We always hear former players and current players talk about, you know, it wasn't really college. It was that Friday Night Lights feel.
I can probably agree because a lot of times somebody has asked me, like, would you go back to play college football? And I said, man, I would probably go back and play high school. I don't know what it is about high school football, but it's like it's so exciting.
Yeah. Do you think there's less pressure maybe in high school, and so it's just fun?
No, for me, playing the game is fun overall, but I don't know what it is. I guess it's because, you know, that's when you're first starting to come up and realize that you got a little bit of talent, so it's just fun, I guess.
You played on both sides of the ball in high school. Do you miss hitting quarterbacks versus protecting them?
We can line Blythe up right now.
Yeah. Answer this carefully.
You might be able to knock that security tag off.
Let me hear this again. What did you say?
You played on both sides of the ball. Do you like hitting quarterbacks better, or do you ever miss hitting a quarterback versus protecting them?
Well, it's kind of like I had split personalities when I was on the field. It's like when I was on the field, I was a more, on offense, I was a more protective guy. And then when I saw the quarterback, it was like, kill him.
Wow.
But I guess I've got to protect him for the rest of my career, so I'm good with it.
He's good with
Please
that.
Protect Blake.
Yeah, he needs it. Yeah. So speaking of killing people, have you had any major injuries that you've had to recover from?
No, I haven't really had any major injuries.
That's awesome.
This past senior year, I had like an MCL sprain, but it didn't help hold me back from playing in any game. So,
wow. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
Who are you most looking forward to playing against? Like one big player?
Oh, man.
Big or small.
You know, I always answer this question. It'd be hard to say, though, because, you know, it's a lot of good defensive linemen in this league. And, you know, I get to go up against so many good ones throughout the year, you know, if I get that chance to start. So it'd be exciting and fun just to be out there playing against those guys.
You don't have one player. Come on.
Any Titans player would be the correct.
There's got to be one guy, even if you looked up to him as a kid.
I'll say this. Going against any of my former teammates that I play with at soccer line,
okay.
That would be really fun. Yeah.
Would y'all trash talk?
It'd be... It'd be like a love-hate thing. It'd be tough love out there. Yeah.
Like fun trash talking. Yeah, I can
see
that.
You could do better than that. Fix your butt up, even though I just ran you over. Which, by the way, I do not appreciate the fact that today you tweeted out live
that
this is the player we're interviewing in A.J. Can, Jaguars.
I hope you saw
offensive
that.
Guard. And you were, he was taking out a Florida Gator player.
I did it on purpose.
Oh, I know you did. And of all the teams you pick, you pick my team.
Yeah. Okay.
Alex told me that most of y'all, well, y'all graduated from Florida. And I was like, wow, one of them tweeted a video
one.
Of me.
Only her.
I said, one of them tweeted a video of me, like, blocking the guy from Florida. I was like, that's kind of funny.
Yes, we have one Florida State girl on the other side. You see how we have to be separated.
Yeah.
Okay.
And right now we're kind of cordial, but once August hits, it's cutthroat around.
Oh, that's why you're on this side and I'm on this side.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. But it's also why I've been lifting, Amanda, so you better watch out.
Oh, no.
AJ, to play off the, you know, who are you most excited about playing against, what team out there, and I know she mentioned, you just say the Titans, but is there a team out there growing up that you're like, oh, I can't wait to smack someone from that team in the mouth?
Well, if I'm hearing the players talk, like, I never really had a team in the NFL that I don't like. You know, I was just always a fan of the game. But all the players talk about how, you know, they play the Titans a couple times a year, and I guess it's kind of a rivalry thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's
and
what I'm talking
it,
about.
Yeah, and it'd be, I guess it'd be fun just going out there and playing against those guys.
You just want to shut them up?
Well, we're gonna try our best to do that.
Proud of you.
He's talking nice now, but I have a feeling when he gets out there, there's gonna be some growling.
Let's hope
growling
so.
Going on.
AJ, you are a 3-time member of the SEC Fall Academic Honor Roll. Congratulations and on that, first of all. But more importantly, how did you learn to balance both the academics and the athletics?
You know, they made sure at the University of South Carolina that you had your work set aside with football. And at the same time, they made sure you had your work done off the field as far as classroom stuff. And I just took advantage of it. You know, I took advantage of the study halls. I took advantage of the coming back for extra help and going to class on time. And I told most of the freshmen that it was very simple. All you had to do was listen to what the tutors and the academic advisors said, and everything would have fell in line like it was supposed to.
You can tell that you just signed a contract because you were thinking financial advisor. I can see it.
You got money on his mind.
Exactly. So playing in the SEC for 4 years and as much as you played too, do you now feel prepared to go up against the best defensive linemen in the country?
Well, you know, a lot of people say that like the SEC is like a small NFL conference. But,
that's
know,
right, they do, Amanda.
I didn't hear you say it. I'm so sorry about that.
But like you said, you know, I play against a lot of good D linemen, a lot of good defensive players, like throughout all 4 years. And I know there might be some familiar faces that I'm going to see around the NFL, and it'd be fun to get a chance to play against them again.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Why did you choose South Carolina?
Well, I had grew like a very strong friendship with most of the players that came in with me. And it was only an hour away from home, and, you know, the family was there when I needed them to. And I knew once, you know, Coach Spurrier came in, stuff was starting to change against South Carolina, and I wanted to be a part of that history.
Nice.
Do you have any Steve Spurrier impressions? I need one. And if you need a little time to think about it to give me a really good one, that's okay, too, because they're my favorite thing.
Okay, next segment. I need
okay.
more time.
All right. We can do it next segment.
He needs some time.
Because there's nothing better than a good, like, once you nail Spurrier.
The Spurrierism. Oh, and I bet he has some good ones because you are around him all the time.
Yeah.
All
five,
the time.
5 years, really. So, yeah.
AJ, aside from Spurrier, what's your most memorable moment from college? Would you say?
Like, far as football wise?
Yeah, or it can be anything.
Can be that homecoming queen. Check out.
Well, I guess football wise was, I don't know. It's kind of hard to choose between us beating Michigan and Missouri, but I would say that Missouri game. And my junior year, we played like triple overtime, and it was like scoring back to back, you know. And they missed the field goal. It was like no more than like 25 yards, and he just like shanked it, and we won the game. And it was we went crazy. It was so much fun. It was fun.
There's nothing better than celebrating those victories that take the longest to get there, too.
that was exciting.
Speaking of the players that are on South Carolina, who do you think is better, Marcus Lattimore or Mike Davis?
Oh man, I block for both of those guys.
Put him in a tough spot.
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm going to just be honest. Marcus Lattimore is probably one of the greatest running backs to play for South Carolina behind George Rogers. But Mike was probably one of the most electrifying that I played with as a running back.
So you're saying Mike is better?
I'm saying both have different traits as a running back, but both are really good. Yeah. And I enjoy blocking for both.
Nice answer.
So you're coming in to compete for a starting position, like you said. Is there any sort of tension between you and any of the other guys that may have the position already?
No, it's, you know, we're all one unit in the offensive line. And, you know, it's just a great, great vibe in the offensive line room. I get along. Like, I felt like I fit in as soon as I got there. You know, it was a great vibe between all the offensive linemen. You know, it's just fun being around those guys.
I do want to know your very first impression, your first meeting with Gus Bradley.
Well, I met him. My first time meeting him was at Combine, and that was my first formal visit, my first formal meeting. And I was, you know, I was nervous. I was like, man, I'm at the Combine. This is my first NFL team I get to talk to. Like, and he made me feel so comfortable. He made me feel very comfortable. And when I walked in, you know, he was laid back. He was full of excitement. And at the same time, he brought some humor to the meeting. So I enjoyed meeting Coach Bradley for the first time.
Oh, we're going to have to find out what that humor was after this. I know we are.
Did he drop some jokes?
Okay.
Well, AJ, as many questions as we had for you, we have a lot more questions
yes,
to ask
do.
You. And I am looking forward to getting some of those answers. We already know some things about you, like Reese's Pieces.
Oh, man. Yep.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
That's me.
Exactly. And that you're afraid of spiders. But there's some... A lot of other questions that we have to ask.
Dang, y'all know a lot about me.
You know, we are girls. We know how to social media stalk
and research.
But yeah, so we will be right back. You are listening to Helmets and Heels on 1010X on 2.5 FM.
Helmets and Heels on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Well, we know that is perfect for AJ right there. South Carolina fight song.
The Gamecocks. Have y'all ever been? How southern is this about the time? Have y'all ever been to a South Tack Lackey game where they have the cabooses? Have y'all ever been to one of those?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay,
nope.
Well, my great aunt Kitty and my great uncle Joe are massive South Carolina. Well, they were until they passed away. But
Lord
massive immersion. South Carolina fans. So growing up, my parents used to always go to Florida South Carolina fans up in South Carolina. They lived in Orangeburg.
Oh, I'm like 10 minutes from Orangeburg.
Wow.
Which is right on the way to, I know, a place in North Carolina. So we always stop there. Orangeburg's beautiful.
Yep. It's a nice place.
Welcome back to Helmets and Heels. AJ Cann, kind enough to join us. Jags rookie offensive guard. Do you have a preference on right or left, by the way, on guard?
They got me playing mostly left right
left.
Now.
Okay.
But if they needed me to play right, you know, I swing over and play right.
That's why they drafted you. That is why.
Yes. You've heard of swing tackles. He's a swing guard.
Yeah.
And it is really important on the offensive line, as we've seen in recent years.
Yeah.
A lot of times players get injuries, and not necessarily season-ending ones, although, of course, that did happen to Luke Jokel a couple of seasons ago. But you guys do get banged up because you're in there a lot. And so it is important to have such depth there. But you know what, ladies? That's enough helmets. Now we're going to get to more of... the heels side, not that you wear heels.
Not literally, but you do have one
but
now.
I appreciate that.
I was going to say. Blythe, in her all of her glory, brought you a chocolate, and not just any chocolate, but Peterbrook chocolate heel.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who are here, we're going to show it off right now.
Okay.
AJ's going to eat
camera.
The entire thing, I'm sure. Oh, yeah, there's the camera. So I can only be on TV once per day, okay?
If you were to eat that, though, where would you even start?
Yeah, where do you start?
Heel.
The heel part first?
Yeah, I'll just break the heel off and eat it.
Right?
Yeah, I'll break the heel off first. Yeah.
Okay.
Good thing I know
that strategy.
I'm wearing wedges, thank God.
I would want to put mine up to that one and see how much bigger it is. But all right, AJ, let's get started right away.
Okay,
let's go. You sing in the shower? We were just talking about one of your favorite songs, which we're not going to ask you to sing.
Okay. The only time I really sing in the shower is when I take, like, my little portable, like, the little radio.
Yeah.
And if I play it in the bathroom, and I might sing a little bit.
Sing along.
If I hear a song I like.
And do you think you can sing, or do you think you're kind of... just okay.
You know, everybody thinks they can sing, but when somebody else hear them, it's not that good at all. I'm one of those people that think I can sing, but
Lauren's
I can't sing.
Lauren's pointing at herself too.
I have the Blake Shelton point, you know, like from The Voice.
Yeah.
I used to think I could really sing, And I would watch The Voice, and I would listen to the person audition, and then I would mute it while they talked about them, and I would sing the song back out to myself.
How'd you do?
Unfortunately, I was by myself all the time,
so
I didn't get judged.
Yeah. Once you hear yourself sing, you're like, oh, my God, I sound terrible.
Yeah. I was videotaped at a company, 1010 company Christmas party out. And it was the after party, let's say, and it was out at Cole Haynes, and I was videotaped karaokeing, and I have never again sung in public. That's not true. I have.
But karaoke.
But I now know I can't really sing.
Karaoke's fun. Have you ever done karaoke?
Yeah, I have before.
Okay.
I've done karaoke.
Do you enjoy it?
It is fun because not too many people judging you how you sing.
Right.
It's just the entertainment, just doing it.
So what's your go-to karaoke song then?
You know, the last time I did karaoke, it was like at a bowling alley, and they had like all kind of songs, and they had it on the thing list. So me and one of my, I can't remember the song, but me and my left tackle sung a duo song at the, it was like, we just sung it together. I can't remember what song it was, but we sung it together.
I hope someone videotaped that. I really do. Or at least took a picture. That's awesome. Speaking of karaoke, what's your most embarrassing moment ever?
Ooh.
Not that karaoke's embarrassing, but you know, for some people it is.
Just like in general?
Yeah, in general.
Let me see. I'm trying to see right now.
Sometimes these are hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's embarrassing and you don't even realize it. You're like, wow.
Any uniform malfunctions in a game or?
Nah, never. Any uniform.
Somebody pants you.
Hey, it's kind of hard. I try to stay out of like those situations where I don't get embarrassed. So.
Right.
I'm trying to think.
Never slipped and fell.
Yeah, I have.
Have you ever mispronounced someone's name that was like a big time and you're like, oh shoot, I totally screwed that up.
Maybe it'll happen tonight, having Amanda beat you at basketball. That might be bad, right?
Yeah.
That would be embarrassing. I mean, like, not that you're not good.
Like, you never know. Trying to backtrack. Don't worry, I'm not offended because I'm not very good.
So we know you went to the movies recently, saw Mad Max. What's your favorite movie?
Okay, to be honest, I love the Pixar and DreamWorks movies. I love those animation movies. I don't know why, I just do. But
do they make you cry? Because inevitably they always make me cry.
Toy Story 3 could.
Oh, Toy Story 3 is so good.
There are some good ones. But me, to be honest, I'm a movie guy, though. You know, I like just seeing any movie. You know, I go to movies all the time.
Can you go to a movie by yourself?
No, I gotta ask somebody with me, though. I've never been by myself.
Okay.
It's not that
some
bad.
Some people do. I can't do that either.
You're not talking to anybody to begin with.
I know, but I just feel weird.
I gotta have somebody right there to be like, hey, did you see that? I gotta be able to explain the movie.
Exactly. Yeah.
So then is it Reese's for the movie as a snack?
Yes. When I go to the movie theater, I buy a bag of Reese's. Before games, I get a bag of Reese's. It's Reese's.
So before every game, you eat a bag of Reese's?
A whole bag? Not a whole bag, like the...
It's a little
like a pack.
Yeah, about this big.
Okay.
Yeah, a little pack of Reese's for every game.
So whenever you block and somebody's going to score a touchdown for us this year, we're going to throw Reese's up in the air. Is that how you want us to celebrate?
Hey, that'd be fun. As long as y'all throw some on the field, I catch
them out. AJ, turn around. Open your mouth.
That'd be great.
So what is your favorite food? We're on candy, but actually a good meal.
I love macaroni and cheese.
Yes. Wow. Like the southern kind with bacon in it?
Bacon.
The little crumbles on top.
Okay, I trained in Pensacola, Florida, and I went to this place called Flounders. And it had shrimp, bacon, macaroni and cheese. That was probably the best macaroni I've ever had, besides my grandma's macaroni.
That's a smart man.
You know she's listening.
I had to make sure I said that.
Are you a big southern food, fried food kind of guy?
I guess not so much as just fried, but anything southern, you know, I'm a fan of, I guess. Yeah, anything southern.
Do you have a go-to meal? Now, unlike your cheat day, what's your go-to meal?
You got the macaroni, fried chicken. Well, this is how most of my grandma's does it. You got the last time I went home before I flew up to Jacksonville, I had macaroni, ham, fried chicken, the pearl of rice, the sweet peas. She just did it up for me.
You're going to have her come here and live
there.
Yeah,
did you bring any leftovers with you? That's my one stipulation when I go home to my parents. Like, hey, I have Tupperware. Fill them.
That's what I do.
It won't last. Every time I bring leftover, it goes that night.
So do you have a nickname that maybe your family gave you growing up?
I had this question asked to me like my freshman year of college. And
So it'll be asked once every 4 years.
Yeah, so... my grandma used to call me. I'm not sure how you spell it, and I don't know where she got it from.
Okay.
But it's kind of like Genki. She used to call me Genki all the time. I don't know why.
Huh. Maybe like G-A-N-K-E?
Yeah, so I don't know how I spell, but she used to say Genki. I'm like, and I started answering to it when I was young. I'm like, why did she call me that? I don't know. But,
as long as you keep feeding me, I will answer to Genki.
Call me whatever you want. Yeah, it was, I'm like, okay, hey grandma, I'm Genki. Yeah.
So now that you're a part of a new offensive line unit, will y'all give each other nicknames as the season kind of goes on?
I'm pretty sure it will happen. Those guys are probably like, because I was telling Alex, I was like, I think the offensive line are probably the funniest guys on the team, and I'm pretty sure some nicknames will be called.
I have had the pleasure of spending some time with the center, Luke Boyko.
Yeah, he was just talking
about it. Hilarious. Alex, by the way, is Alex Brooks, Jaguars PR star, who is here alongside of you. Star and Syracuse graduate representing tonight. Yep. But so, yeah, Luke, I got to sit across from him at the barbecue judging contest, and we just laughed the entire time.
Yeah, my locker is right beside his, and we cut up.
Aww.
Yeah, we cut up. He's funny.
Do you think he's the funniest person on the team?
Well, by far, you know, because I guess that's who I've been hanging around with more, just because the offensive line.
Right.
But at this point, he has been the funniest guy. But a linebacker from Pitt in this rookie class, he's very funny too, so watch out for him. Toddy Thomas. He's very funny.
Toddy Thomas. Scobie too. Scobie's pretty funny.
Toddy is very funny.
Oh yeah, Josh Scobie, the kicker, is
funny.
He's very funny. You won't
actually
get to spend
here
much time
too.
With him.
Yeah,
he is.
What sport would you be playing if it wasn't for football?
Probably baseball.
Baseball. What position?
When I was smaller, I played every position. So, I guess I'm a bigger guy. I'm probably fit for like first base or catcher. So,
power hitter.
Yeah. I'll probably be a DH.
More like a big poppy.
Yeah. Big poppy. Yeah.
But baseball, my first love was baseball. I used to love playing baseball.
Do you have any favorite team?
The Yankees.
Oh.
What?
Take it back. Yeah. No big poppy.
We have two Red Sox fans.
Oh,
I went wrong with that, huh?
Now that I think about it, they are also the ones with resting bitchy face or bitchy resting face.
We're in last place right now.
Yeah. As we should be. They stink.
By the way, as I kind of talked about earlier, do you have any advice for these two ladies on how to cure themselves from this awful disease?
I mean, it's like, you know, everybody has that trait once in a while. You know, it happens. It's like, you can be thinking, you can be like focused. You know, it's kind of hard not to have that face sometimes.
Thanks, AJ.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
That's very sweet of a Yankee fan to say.
Yeah, see, now it's not so bad.
No, he's not. Yeah.
So what's your favorite way to relax besides going to movies? Have the guys, the other offensive linemen, gotten you into hunting and fishing? Because we know they love that.
That's all they've been talking about. They're trying to set up a trip now. So, you know, I'd be glad, you know, go fishing with those guys. You know, I enjoy fishing or hunting. My granddaddy's a big hunter, so, yeah. But besides football, you know, like I said, I enjoy movies. And I like playing video games. And I'm just a low-key guy. You know, it don't take much for me to get entertained. So, you know, just sitting back in my room playing video games, probably with some friends or teammates, you know, I enjoy that. You know, it don't take much.
Have you been to the beach yet?
We did. We
okay.
went, after rookie minicamp, we took a trip out to the beach and we went to the players tournament on that Sunday.
Nice.
So that was real nice.
Yeah.
I saw a couple guys out there. Yeah. I didn't see you.
Did you take a swing at the Mach 17?
I didn't, because I know that would have went terribly wrong.
You didn't even try.
So you're not going to attempt any kind of golf while you're here.
But I do enjoy the driving range, though. I've been to the driving range a couple times, and I think I got a little golf swing going on, but I can't, not that much.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe miniature golf, more your style.
Probably some putt-putt.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, besides Candy Crush that we know you like to play, what are the video games?
You know, the past few years I've been into the sports games like 2K, Madden, and I just got into FIFA.
That's probably one
of the funnest games I ever played. FIFA is fun.
Yeah?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Are you Xbox? Are you PlayStation?
I'm an Xbox guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about Netflix? I feel like you would like Netflix.
Who are you telling? I got Amazon. I got Netflix. I got Hulu. I got it all.
He's got it all.
I got it all.
He's got it all.
Yeah. So then what are your shows then?
Okay, don't.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
We're not going to judge
you. He's got to say, like, Scandal.
Is it Gossip Girl?
No, it ain't that.
It's not Real Housewives.
I always see some random shows on like Netflix or something that I enjoy.
Pretty Little Liars.
But one of my friends got me on like Grey's Anatomy. Like,
oh, that's a great show.
Yeah, and it's like it's like really catchy. Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy is cool because at least for me, that's so out of my realm, and so it's cool to see. Obviously, it's not all real, but it's cool to be like,
obviously,
hey,
none
of
it's real.
Is that what a hospital's really like on the inside?
No. Have you been to a hospital where there's that many attractive people?
No, I'm just saying.
No,
it's
offense
cool
to any
watch.
Doctors,
all the
nurses,
yeah.
Anyone in that medical field? All right. AJ, it has been such a pleasure having you join us. Will
he's
you come back
already?
Sometime? Well, he doesn't have to go. We may have to break.
Oh, we have to take
if we
a break.
Are following
he can eat.
Timeline and the broadcast.
I have one last quick question for AJ, because I know you're a movie and a TV show guy. What is one celebrity, if you could have dinner with them, who would it be? Anyone celebrity?
Say Tom Hanks.
Amanda Borges.
Okay, I enjoy, like, funny movies. I'm a like comedy movie guy, but like I said, any movie, you know, I watch. Probably the Wayans brothers. You know, I bet we would laugh.
Which one?
Both of them.
Both.
Probably.
Aren't there like
all
of them?
All of them. All of them, but probably Sean and Marlon. You know, I enjoy their movies.
Okay.
Man, they're really funny.
Okay.
Yeah. I think so.
Maya,
right?
Yeah, because we were looking for the
Pink,
final
Christina,
person.
Little Kim.
Yeah.
And Maya. There you go.
Out of girls.
That's a few weeks
and Missy Elliott on it.
And Missy Elliott. That's a few weeks late, but there you go.
I like it.
That's what I bring here.
Free your lady.
Gosh, I love that song.
That is a great song. Welcome back to Helmets and Heels live at Dave and Buster's. Come on by and meet AJ Can, Jaguars rookie offensive left guard, at least as of now. We will see what happens as offseason progresses with training camp. And Amanda, are you prepared for the Jacksonville Heat? Because I feel like it's going to be a little bit different than the Tampa Heat.
How so?
I'm not sure. I think it actually might be cooler.
Yeah. If anything, here's what I love about Jacksonville more than I love about Tampa.
Because there, I think there's only one thing, right? Because you love Tampa.
There's only one thing. What?
I'm not sure what that one thing is,
that you love more about Jacksonville than Tampa.
Yeah. Oh, there's only one thing?
I think so.
Okay.
Well, three of them are right here. So.
Yeah. I don't know why you're limiting it to only one. However, what I was going to say was in Jacksonville, it cools down. Like, if it hits 5 o'clock, it starts to cool down. Tampa, no, it's just hot all the time. All the time. And I bet, you know, the more south you go, it gets even hotter. So I do like that. However, OTAs will not be 5 o'clock, so it will be in the heat of the day. You're right. But I'll wear a hat. I'll wear sunscreen.
Mm-hmm. Can you wear the zinc on your nose, please?
One day I'll do it just for you.
Yeah.
I'll take a photo and then wipe it off.
The day that I'm screaming.
Because you seem very fair. You would probably burn.
Oh, I burn easily. So easily. I do have to wear sunscreen.
And a big hat. Are you going to wear a big hat?
I don't think so. I got a hat. I got like a bright pink Nike hat over the weekend that I'm really excited about.
Well done.
But then I'm rethinking that because now I'm totally going to stand out and everyone's going to know who I am.
That's you know what? Fine. Honestly, though, you're going to be one of the only females anyway, so you'll see.
You're right.
So I
always,
it's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So blonde hair, bright pink hat. Hey, yo, that's
me.
That's me.
You know what?
But
I'm like
so
it.
Excited. I love OTAs. They're fun because it means that football's almost back, mm-hmm. and I got excited for rookie minicamp, and then I'm like, well, now it's over. That was 2 days.
When are OTAs?
They start next week.
Ooh.
Tuesday's the first day.
Oh, have you ever gotten to go against the pad and do the actual blocking into the pads or the machine, the sled machine?
I don't think so, but I should.
It's a blast. I got to do it a couple years ago.
Wouldn't you hurt yourself?
At the Jaguars Women's Club thing.
At the Jaguars Women's Football
Club.
That
was a lot of fun.
Okay. Oh, it was a blast. It really was.
And I got to field goals.
I got lucky. That was like the last station that I was a part of. And so well after the whistle had blown, I got to just keep hitting the pad.
Nice.
And at the time, Mike Brewster was our center and he was like, are you done yet? And I was like, can you just hold that until they literally kick me off the field?
Is that how you broke your finger?
Yes. It's not. I was catching football one time by someone who did not play football. But anyway, I got off track and off topic just because I wanted to discuss some football because that is
our
favorite sport.
That is our favorite sport.
Another sport that obviously has been in the news a lot lately, MMA, and specifically the most famous female MMA fighter in Ronda Rousey. Now, Ronda got to join the Frank Frangie Show mm-hmm. with Rick Belew and Amanda Borges and Brent Martineau last week. And one of my favorite things that I told Blythe was she actually threw in a Lord of the Rings and Mordor reference in the time with you
guys. She's really a nerd.
Did I miss that? I probably tuned out. Love that part. Sorry, Blake.
We can't all like quality entertainment.
Yeah.
And you might have tuned out because she wasn't necessarily talking about her naked body at the time, but that's what we're going to talk about.
Yay. Wait, what? But besides the nakedness, what was the Lord of the Rings reference?
Now I don't remember, but that's why I linked it to you and told you at the time. No, she did. She said something along the lines of...
Country, Texas.
Something along the lines of how it would be... She'd be separated, something like that, and something along Lord of the Rings. Either way, I sent you the link, I promise. Yeah, she did say it. For those of you who didn't tune in, you can check it out on SenseNXL.com and hear the full interview with Ronda Rousey. But so she had a creepy boyfriend a few years ago, and she discovered... by chance that he had taken naked pictures of her without her permission, and right. Too many double negatives. He also took them when she had specifically told him that she did not allow stuff like that because she doesn't ever want that to get leaked out. So
this was before she was.
This is before she was very, very right. famous, but she had been fighting.
So did he threaten to leak them? How this started, or he already leaked them?
No, he had not done either.
Okay.
But when she discovered them, she decided to take it in her own hands and say, before he could do something like that, because he didn't know that she had found them. And by the way, her response to her finding these to be a little bit of a revengeful human being, which she absolutely should have been, she deleted his entire hard drive, which
ooh.
I love.
Good for her.
Absolutely good for her. So she decided to take this into her own hands, calls ESPN and says, I want to be in the body issue, which features naked athletes.
Yep.
And
it's not the one that went out last time. This one hasn't come out, right?
This one, no, I think it came out 2 years ago.
Oh.
Because it's been a little bit since it happened. But this part of the story only she revealed through her book, My Fight, Your Fight, which she wrote with her sister, who is a journalist.
Oh,
and
nice.
I found that really, really cool. But
right.
So anyway, it leads me to ask you ladies, would you pose naked for either the ESPN body issue or for any publication?
Blythe?
ESPN body issue, yes, because you're not really naked.
Well, and it
naked,
also means you're
but they're not showing.
Well, you are.
Right.
Yeah.
It just, it's more of like the muscle of
right,
the body
yes.
and that sort of thing. So yes to that, no to T&B. If you guys can
got
pick
it.
Up on what
yeah,
I'm
saying.
Gotcha.
Got
gotcha. Okay.
I got it.
Amanda?
So everything, booty is fine.
Right.
Yeah. So never say never. However, at this moment, I'm saying absolutely not. And I don't have enough muscle to show in the body issue. So they would never even ask me to
be
in
that.
They
have like a 70-year-old golfer in it. So
Gary
I'm pretty
Player.
Sure.
It's like, well, they show the muscle so beautifully. And I'm like,
Gary Player is ridiculous.
He did.
Absolutely ridiculous. What doesn't he do like 100 sit-ups a day?
What?
I think, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That doesn't seem like that many.
Our resident workout guru,
Lauren, how many do you do a day?
For 70 years old,
I
think
I try to do like
100
push-ups a day.
Wow.
That's not true. Are you going to do 100 push-ups
more
a day
like
when you're 70?
I don't know that
probably.
I can do 2 push-ups.
Donna, are you going to pose nude?
Yeah. I already did a bathing suit.
But that
I might
not
as well
nude.
Just take the suit off.
That's not nude.
That's what I'm saying. I already did that. I might as well just take the suit off.
So you'd show it.
You'd show it all.
With her husband's permission.
If you got to think about it, that's a yes.
Yeah.
Well, with kids involved, you know, you don't want your kid to get that.
But what if they never see it?
When he's 15, his friend brings in the magazine.
Oh,
look
no.
who I found.
When he's
your
15 and
you deny it, you say it's not me.
If
it's
when
me.
He's 15, if his friends find the Void magazine, I'd still be embarrassed.
Really?
Yeah.
You look so classy in that.
But I'm his mom. That's embarrassing.
Well,
so I probably have to say no to that.
I don't know. You were leaning. Okay, if you didn't have a child and if you weren't going to have any kids,
yes,
100% yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have no shame.
I think it's
whatever.
I'm not sure it's so much that you have no shame. I think it's more look at you.
Yeah.
And
celebration.
No, it's that I really don't care. I don't see it as a big deal. I really don't. I just...
And I think it's different depending on what publication you choose to go through. If you're going to, like, a Hustler, that's completely...
That's
like,
oh,
boring.
Yes.
If you're going through ESPN, that's a little bit more classier.
Right. Even though when you're in the grocery aisle and the ESPN body issue would still need a flag in front of it, You know, I don't want to go through all the magazines that have to have those in front of them.
Yeah.
That's not my style.
This also should not be surprising that Donna is saying she would pose nude when she's the one, remember, who won the wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah. 16 years old.
Thank you for bringing that one up.
16.
Yeah.
That, for those of you who missed our March 17th St. Patrick's
Day show. That bar definitely should have been shut down in Daytona.
Oh,
16
no.
years old. You know, oh yeah, you missed that one.
I did.
You missed that fun conversation.
I did miss that.
I think
whatever.
If it's Sports Illustrated or the ESPN Body magazine and I feel really good about myself at the time and it's done in a way that I could show my parents or I could show my, at that point, if I had a 10-year-old and I could show them and not be embarrassed about it or think they were going to be embarrassed or worried, then absolutely. You do want to be proud of the way you look if you do work that hard. And these athletes are really focused on this constantly. The rest of us get to kind of eat and drink in moderation, but we don't spend 6 hours a day focused on that element of our lives.
Like, I don't remember every athlete that's been in it, but some stick out. Like, obviously, Gary Player sticks out. It's just impressive that you can have a body like that and be 70 years old.
Right.
But Steven Jackson sticks out to me. Just ridiculous with the legs.
Serena Williams, too, I think she did it, and she looked...
Yeah.
But let me ask this. Why do you have to be naked to show that off?
You don't
work out those parts, so can't you could just cover them up?
That's one of my favorite lines. You don't work out those parts.
Sorry, I guess I should have worded it that way. But my point is...
I think those parts get worked out a little bit.
Oh, Gronk was in it, too. Gross.
Okay, so that's where I was going to go with this whole thing is... Remember Gronkowski's dad and the picture of him when it was Gronk was in a shirt and they were celebrating Gronk's birthday in Vegas.
Is this
everybody
this
around
recent?
Him recently? Yeah. Everybody around him was shirtless.
Yes.
And we'll tweet out the picture so people can
and
see it.
And I did notice only one girl in that video.
Oh, I don't remember the video, but I remember looking at Gronk's dad and being like, so no wonder where he gets this from. I mean, his dad has abs and he's got to be in his 50s or 60s.
There's what, 4 or 5 of his, there's 5 Gronks or 4 Gronks? I don't know how many, but they're all the same size.
Too many.
Do you think any of them are smarter than the other one?
I would love to be like a Gronk Jeopardy contest.
Oh, no.
You'd have to be like the children's version.
It would be the SNL version. It really would be. The SNL.
They've done skits on him, right?
I feel like he's such an easy target.
How have they not done skits on him?
I don't think they have. Because he is a character of himself. Yeah. So maybe it's
only fun
too
to make
easy.
make fun of people who would be pissed about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I get it.
So ladies, did Ronda Rousey make the right decision? Did she do what you would have done in her, you know, shoes?
What I would have liked to have seen, and
her
I know that
bra.
You well, I know that you said that she deleted
the hard drive.
I would want her to delete his hard drive. I would want to see her physically harm him. That's what I would have wanted.
And she did delete his hard drive.
Yeah, but how she didn't do that, I don't understand. Because she can do that. She can physically harm him
and
make him into pieces.
And that's why it's cool that she didn't. And that's why, because you said that, right?
Yeah, I wish she would have done that.
Okay.
Like, I would have wanted to hear her say, yeah,
but sometimes saying less is more, and that's exactly what she did. She just kind of deleted it and, like, went on her way.
And
instead of being like, bam. You suck.
And
literally
she took
bam.
Away the monetary value of him someday releasing those photos by her releasing her own. Then by chance, no one can come up and say, you know, to TMZ or whatnot, oh, I have these new photos of Ronda Rousey, and he gets a $100,000 paycheck.
Well, and one of my favorite things about Ronda Rousey is how outspoken she is when someone challenges her. And all of these fighters that...
Yeah, AJ can.
Will or will not.
I don't think she knows AJ challenged her yet.
Well,
she will.
We will make sure she does. Come on down, Rhonda. I will be the first in line to get your autograph and not to volunteer to fight you.
But oh, I'm going to watch that, that's for sure.
That's one of my favorite things
with
is that
popcorn.
She is not afraid in the least to be... 100% confident that she's going in that ring, and it is lights out. And my other favorite thing that she said on the show with you guys was that the ones who do the most trash talking get the worst beating.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if you just go into a fight with her, hey, 30 seconds later, you're not going to be bruised up or your face isn't going to be changed forever. But the ones who constantly talk and talk and, you know, she has to listen to that on social media and all that from critics, she will... try and physically deform them. What a freaking badass is she?
Like, I don't know what the scene is for Entourage, the movie that's coming out. You know, I don't know who would it, I think Turtle or someone.
It's Turtle, right? I know what you're talking about.
I don't know if he has to spend like 30 seconds. She's going to make it 30 seconds, you know. That's
in order
all,
to get a date.
That's all I would do. I would just, okay, I'll just try to make it 30 seconds. That's it.
It's like, and how
just
long run around. 3 seconds.
Three. Yeah. Right. I wouldn't walk in and be like, ah, yeah. I wouldn't call AJ Can on her and say I can beat her.
Poor guy.
Did you see her? Did you see her in Furious 7? She's pretty good.
No.
So
I saw her
in
Expendables.
Furious 7 was a fantastic, fantastic movie. She had a short fighting scene with, I'm killing myself for forgetting her name, the main female character.
Michelle Rodriguez?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And,
I bet that was a good fight.
They, like, tumbled over, like a railing and, like, went onto, like, the bottom floor and, like, whatever. It was crazy, but it was cool. And now I can't even remember who won. I think Michelle had to win because, you know, the movie.
Now she's someone that has bitchy resting face.
Michelle, yes.
Right? I would not want to get on
but
her
back.
She
bad has
side.
To, especially for her character, right?
Don't you think it's intimidating for a guy to walk up to Ronda Rousey and ask her on a date?
Has to be.
Because I've had people ask me before, you know,
on
are guys
date?
Intimidated? Not very often. No, are guys intimidated that you know sports? And does that scare off some of them? And I said, no, they just don't ask. But no. So I have to think that the guys are very intimidated by that.
Well, I read on Tinder, or not on Tinder.
Oh,
sorry.
Tinder!
I read that she can't go on Tinder because she's too famous.
Yeah. Yes.
Not that they won't allow her, but like,
Hillary Duff's
on
there.
Yeah, she is.
Well, you know, they
and
have,
I am not, for the record.
If they have, like, farmersonly.com, what they meant, like, celebritiesonly.com.
Yeah, they could.
Probably because they don't want to be with other celebrities. You know, you see.
But they always end up together.
That's true.
Always.
At least for a little while.
They work together, probably.
Right.
That is very true. All right, ladies, it is almost Memorial Day. Donna is representing the red, white, and blue here tonight. Very lovely stars and stripes. And so
I like it.
I want to talk some etiquette. Well, I don't think we've ever talked etiquette on the show per se before.
Yeah,
right? Exactly. That's probably why we haven't talked to it before. And so whether or not you can wear white before Memorial Day, and I'm even going to throw in there after Labor Day, we are going to have a discussion on that when we return. It's Helmets and Heels on 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
Jaguars football by women, for women, and men. Helmets and Heels on 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
We are live at Dave & Buster's on Salisbury Road. Come on by. Apparently, there's a contest running currently. You can play hoops against me. And when I say that, I mean pop a shot. And whoever beats me wins some tickets. I may or may not be on my A game tonight. Not sure. But come on by and give it a shot.
We have Suns tickets.
Literally, give it a shot.
Literally.
We have Armada tickets. With a parking pass.
We've got lots and lots
Papa
of
Shot
tickets.
Reminds me of Papa Top, the song by Alan Jackson. Just in case you were wondering if that reminds me of anything.
Which that was not Alan Jackson we came back to.
That was not.
No, but I'm loving these tunes tonight.
Thank you. Those are mine.
They're great.
Those are my tunes.
I know.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it. If it's not country, it's probably not mine.
You know, I did have a question I wanted to ask you ladies. When we were talking about Ronda Rousey last segment.
Bring it out.
And she, you know, she's very empowering. She's very strong. And it made me think of, you know, who do you women think is another female that is like that?
Mine's easy. Samantha Ponder, formerly Samantha Steele. She is the only woman that I know of that can be such a devoted wife, mother, and be as successful at her job while in the spotlight. She was able to hide her pregnancy from the entire world, and it didn't come out until after her baby was a month old because that's how she wanted to control it. And then the fact that she traveled all football season with her daughter, and she didn't have a nanny, but she did have her mom who helped. But if you saw any of the pictures, you know, she was constantly with Scout, and she's freaking gorgeous. Let's just put that out there. She is just, I just think she's amazing, and she's just, seems also down to earth. I think she could sit right here down with us and talk to us about eating chips and salsa and having a glass of wine and also the fact that her husband's Christian Ponder and, you know, now playing for the Raiders and things like that.
Yep.
Girl crush right here.
Yeah. Definitely go Sam Ponder for sure. But another one for me is it's a woman by the name of Sarah Blakely. She's the founder of Spanx.
Oh,
and whenever she wanted to get her business off the ground, she had worked for this company for forever, and she decided, you know what, I'm just going to make my dream a reality. She started working from home, and she made the creation, the Spanx material, and she drove around to different distributors all around the Southeast until someone finally gave her a yes, and now she's a billionaire.
You know where she went to school? Florida State.
Florida State.
She did indeed. She did. She was a tryout at Florida State.
Because those tryouts need some Spanx.
Just I love Spanx.
Lauren
love
that. That was not me. For me, I would have to say Shelly Smith.
Yeah, good one.
She has breast cancer, and I don't know if you saw
she
recently.
She's beautiful.
She went on TV bald.
The draft.
She's
with her first
beautiful. Bald. Incredible. I honestly don't know if I could do that, to be completely honest. I don't know.
I second that.
Your hair is so identifiable,
yeah. I think. And
she was
as gorgeous.
A female, that's so difficult, and that's so awesome of her. Incredible.
Awesome.
Donna, what about you?
Well, I only asked that because I knew that I was... You know how things connect you to another thing, and you're like, how did you get there from there?
Right.
And
Ronda Rousey,
and then I was thinking about the music we were coming back to, and then I knew I had Pink in my repertoire, and I didn't know he was going to play Pink. And then, so for me, if I go nowadays, I would say Pink. If I go back in the day, I would say, I would go very old school and say Lucille Ball.
I loved her.
As a kid, I had pictures of Elvis, and I had pictures of Lucy on my wall. I was a weirdo. And I had no friends. Yeah, seriously.
Now you have friends.
Now, you're paid to be my friend, really.
Let's be real.
But
okay?
I have not reviewed that contract.
for many reasons of what, I mean, she was the first female to own her own studio with Desilu Studios. They created the three camera angle, which is what used now. It's the popular use for sitcoms. It's just everything that she did. It's incredible.
Yeah, especially for that time, too.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and she was the first one to go on with pregnant. You know, they were never allowed. They couldn't even say pregnant. You know,
what?
Never. Yeah, you weren't allowed to say pregnant. You could
say it.
I loved watching those times. I grew up on Nick at Night. I grew up on Dick Van Dyke and Lucy and all that, and they weren't allowed to be in the same bed. You know, even though you saw it was less space, it was twin beds, but pushed together, but they couldn't be. It's just crazy and amazing, and I don't know.
Such a short time ago, too, when you think about it.
Yeah, with everything that she really progressed and all the female comedians that we see, and is now because of her and Carol Burnett and everybody that's followed her, and Betty White. I would have to say Lucy.
And I think we could probably go sport to sport and kind of pick someone in each genre.
Mm-hmm.
But, for instance, Ronda Rousey's mentor and the person who was the front runner in her sport was Gina Carano.
Yeah.
And she talked about that a lot and how she really was the one who paved the way for all female MMA fighters. And now Ronda's kind of falling in her footsteps and is so thankful that she was the one to take on all the criticism early on, because it's got to be difficult. You know, as any female athlete, you're going to get the criticism from a lot of people that you're not very feminine. Until recent years, no female athletes wore makeup.
Or you're too feminine, like with tennis.
Or you can be too feminine. Right, that's true. And so I recently watched something with Abby Wambach and Alex Morgan, and it was with Bill Simmons on his podcast, and he asked them, is there any difference between playing when it's going to be on national TV and when it's not? And Abby kind of said, well, you'll see girls wearing a lot more makeup.
Wow.
And then she's actually coming out with a line that's supposed to be sweatproof, which, my gosh, Florida.
How has that not been invented?
Invest in that. But all right.
Yeah.
So speaking of fashion, I absolutely love questions like that.
Yep.
So never apologize, Donna. And I am not paid to be your friend. I just adore you.
But really, she is paid. So
pay that.
I think it's paid in chips and spinach over here. So should you or should you not, is it appropriate to wear white before Memorial Day or after Labor Day? Here's the exact question posed to a website called etiquettegirls.com. And it's really girls, etiquettegirls. So can I wear white shoes / linen / sandals / straw handbag / seersucker Linen, not linen like
linen
the sheets.
Pants?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Slash seersucker, it's okay.
Slash tablecloths and bed sheets.
Slash other warm weather clothing. Yeah, or togas. Before Memorial Day or after Labor Day, and here's their answer. Nope, unless you want to look like a fashion victim, that is. We'll make an exception for brides and nurses on the white shoes and for monks on the sandals. But in all other cases, the answer is a firm no. And they go on that even if it's 90 degrees out, they still don't agree.
Who is this person?
This is etiquettegirls.com. Okay. And that's what they believe. But I'm going to start with Blythe, who is back to her resting
face. Let me just tell you, you can take my seersucker outfits from my cold, dead hands. I will wear them whenever
explain,
I leave.
Explain seersucker.
Seersucker is kind of the, Lauren explained it perfectly earlier, it's the white and blue pattern that's a little bit
thin
crinkly.
Stripes.
Yeah, it's thin stripes. It's very cute, and it's very,
summery.
It's very southern, and very, I guess, I don't know,
preppy.
Sort of preppy,
absolutely
and wedding-ish. And,
with a bow tie. Guys in seersucker suits with bow ties.
Yes.
Alex, I hope you're listening over there. He's from the north, so he's never gonna wear it. But that's why I had to bring him in. So AJ probably knows all about seersucker, right?
Yep.
AJ,
in the south,
how to look good for a southern summer wedding, seersucker, right? Thumbs
nope.
up. At least a bow tie, okay? All right, Amanda, what are your thoughts on it?
Apparently this person doesn't live in Florida. We all know that there really aren't rules in Florida, except you kind of can't wear gloves when it's 60 degrees, even though we want to, because we're easily cold.
Or the boots.
Or
we will
boots.
Bust out the boots if it's,
we will.
You know, below
yeah.
70.
Yeah. I do abide by the Labor Day rule with white.
Really?
Yeah, because in the fall you kind of, like, white pants. A white shirt's okay, but, like, white pants. I don't even think I own white shoes. Are white shoes a thing?
People I guess wear white sandals.
Yes.
Or white heels, maybe.
Oh, Keds. Okay, yeah.
Keds.
But, yeah, what is it, before Labor Day you can, or after Labor
Day,
you can't wear white. Yeah, I do kind of abide by that. But after a while, if I'm like, well, I haven't done laundry and all I have are these white pants, I'm going to wear them.
This all definitely right. has to be from a northern, you know.
Yeah.
The northerns are very...
The northerns
are very strict about this. I told you, I was born in Rhode Island, raised in Daytona, but when I married my husband, convinced him to go up to Newport. We were stationed there for 3 years. And
where is he from?
Jersey, but okay. St. Augustine.
Okay.
Born, yeah. I always say where you're born and where you grew up.
Yeah, that's different.
It seems to be always something different.
Right.
But when I wore white up there, when we were in Newport, people were looking at me and asking me, what are you doing? You are not from here.
Ooh.
What? I'm Florida. Chill out. Relax. You know? I'm all for
it.
Yeah. I mean, what happened? You golf here 24/7.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was golf written in there? I know they said nurses, and they said...
Golf was not in there.
Said, hello?
But...
Golf wears white pants all the time.
I'll wear whatever I want, whenever
yeah.
I want.
Yeah.
To me, it's worse when guys wear jeans and flip-flops.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Really?
Yeah. I love jeans on guys.
I don't mind jeans
and
flip-flops.
Jeans and flip-flops?
Yeah.
I don't... But you know,
but that's
everybody has
thing.
A everybody has a
okay,
different
okay, when
thing.
You're going to the beach, you don't wear jeans.
Yeah.
I just think it looks tacky. I'm sorry if you wear jeans and flip-flops.
I was going to say, there's probably someone right
I mean,
around
I do.
Here
jeans and flip-flops.
I'm wearing jeans and flip-flops.
I said men. So am I. I said men. Men.
Again, hopefully no one around
hopefully.
Us here.
I'm letting
anyone
there know.
Anyone? Yeah, jeans and closed-toe shoes.
Yeah,
those
no.
are fine.
Okay.
Just the flip-flops.
Yeah, I would say that traditionally, if you are from somewhere that's not the deep south, then your summer might be from May, the end of May, until early September.
Yeah.
However, here, our summer, quote-unquote summer, regardless of the solstices, starts, you know.
Right, the official seasons.
Right, those official things on the calendar that I pay no attention to. Unless I want a reason to celebrate. Ladies, you want to go out? It is the summer solstice, even though we've been tan and we've had tan lines for months now. But so we really start summer in March and we really finish summer in yeah. October.
Mm-hmm.
It is warm enough to be bike riding or
yeah.
paddle boarding
it's
or
awesome.
Right or swimming in your pool.
I've worn shorts
from that
on
length
Christmas.
Of time.
Oh
right.
yeah.
Yeah. Some of my favorite pictures are
been on the beach
in the winter.
Christmas.
Exactly. Being
yeah.
on the beach. A lot of times my family will go for walks after Thanksgiving, you know, try
yeah.
and walk off some of that food that you just took in. And we walk to the beach, and it's gorgeous
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yep, yep.
So we're all in agreement. Yes, you can wear white. Yes, you can wear seersucker.
Well, wear whatever
you want.
I mean,
Amanda says not after Labor Day, though.
You know what?
That's just my rule. I don't
care.
That's
okay, though. Yeah.
I don't ever judge someone on that. You know, sometimes you know what looks good on you and what doesn't. And I've just always, maybe my mom instilled that in me. I don't know.
I have heard for guys, though, if they see girls wearing white pants, they think it's go time.
What?
Really?
What does that even mean?
Your time of the month. You're not going to obviously wear white pants during that time.
Now I get it.
I thought it was just like a stigma, like, oh, she's wearing white pants.
No.
It actually means something.
It means it's go time.
Now...
So in broadcasting,
landing.
Well, let me tell those men out there who don't already know, some women are bold, and it doesn't matter.
I'm bold.
See?
So if we do a 10-10 at 10 and I'm wearing my white slacks.
It's go time, Donna.
No, it doesn't mean anything.
No. It means I'm married, so don't think that about
it. I've heard that from guys that they more than one guy on several occasions.
Man.
Wear so white pants. It's go time.
I get learn something new every day on here.
We have broadcast 101.
We have five guys here with us that are members right now. And I'm going to ask them all.
In broadcast 101, they teach you to tease the next segment with a transition. I work very hard at my transitions.
No.
This one, all I'm going to say is America. You're listening to Helmets and Heels. We'll be back on 10 to XL 92.5 FM.
Girls just want to talk football. More Helmets and Heels now on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
As always, thanks to our very talented and wonderful producer, Scott Irvine, for all of our music tonight. We have such a good time that it is amazing how fast the time goes by. And wouldn't you know that Amanda Borges just challenged every single human being in here. Animals, just the human beings here at David Buster's.
The animals.
So we're challenged.
I stole the microphone and I announced to the entire... Is this a restaurant?
This is a restaurant / bar / gamery.
I'm just saying, what do you call this place?
It's an awesome place.
David Buster's.
It's awesome.
I know the name. I just didn't know if you
call it a
restaurant.
It's a fun place.
It's a fun zone. Anyway, I did challenge everyone. I don't really know what I've set myself up for, to be completely honest with
you. Are we playing against you at all?
You totally can. I don't know if you're eligible to win, but, you know, bragging rights. Bragging rights is always available.
And by I don't know if you're eligible to win, you mean we are not eligible to win.
Seeing how I brought these tickets here, I could take them home.
Did y'all ever play basketball growing up?
No.
Blythe is like, no.
I played the fun games like horse.
Yeah.
Okay, stuff.
But never on a team.
No. I almost
did.
I almost did. Almost. I was all prepared. My brother, I grew up with my brother teaching me. He played basketball all his life. But then I chose, I got to go back to dance. I couldn't give up dance.
Which was good for you because you were very good at it.
Yeah.
I did cheerleading my fifth grade year. I was told I was too loud.
I'm not
joking.
Wow.
I was told I was too loud. So my sixth grade year switched over to...
Oh, man.
Some hoops, some b-ball, shooting b-ball outside of school. And
you're up to no good.
Yeah, exactly. And so I learned two things about basketball.
I can't think of the next line.
Shooting b-ball outside of school with a couple of kids who were up to no good.
Yeah.
Started making trouble in the neighborhood. I got one little fight. My mom got scared. She said, you move with your auntie and uncle to Bel Air. I pulled it up to a house about 7
Oh, here we go.
Okay, so
wait,
anyway.
Who was too loud for this again?
I was too loud.
Oh, Lauren.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lauren, yep. So anyway, so... I learned two things on how to prepare for basketball games. One of them, a couple things. One of them was running suicides, which I still do.
Oh,
yeah, right?
No.
Our trainer calls them line runs. I still do those. They're not fun.
No.
But
I'd rather do burpees.
Yeah, I don't mind. Do you do the burpees with the push-ups? Because we do
sometimes.
A couple different ways. Yeah, we can do them where you put your arms out and then your legs do some movement out and in versus doing the push-up.
Okay.
I prefer those.
I do
to the
squat
ones with the push-ups.
And then burpee.
Oh.
Squat,
okay.
Burpee, get up, turn, squat, burpee.
Get up and turn?
Turn.
Is that from the dance
turn.
Time?
No, it's from T25.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So the other thing I learned from basketball was you lay on your back, and in order to prepare for your shot, and Amanda, you'll need to pay close attention to this.
Maybe I'll practice on the floor.
Here, right next to us.
On
so
the
you,
tile.
You spin the ball and you have to catch it. And okay. if you don't catch it, every time
I do
you
that
don't
with
catch
my dog
suicide.
With the tennis ball. You know, you lay on the floor and you toss it up while you're laying and your dog gets it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
never
exactly.
Done that before.
No, I haven't.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
So we had to do like 25 right-handed.
Okay.
And every time you drop it, suicide, and 25 left-handed. Well, most of us, if we were right-handed, could make it through the right-handed ones.
Okay.
Left-handed, we were running usually double-digit suicide. Yes. So this is why I asked if y'all ever played basketball, because I wanted to see if you also had the unique torture experience that
so
I
So
did.
If we all play each other, are we going to put a bet, a wager? Is there going to be anything on this one?
I guarantee I can box all three of y'all out.
Yeah, I can believe
it.
That.
No, but I got no.
I don't want to even try this.
Yeah.
Do we have like a swimming competition or something?
We can do the swimming competition too. That'll be fun.
We can have a dance off.
She's a swimmer.
I'm a swimmer too.
Oh.
I swam in high school. Swimming was something I did to get in shape.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget my first swim meet. They're like, you're going to swim the 100. And that's 4 laps for those who don't know. I thought I was going to die. I literally got out of the water. Like, it was terrible.
Did you jump in off the diving board and everything?
No.
Oh, no. You started from the...
Yeah, you started in the pool. In, yeah.
But a lot of... Was it freestyle?
Yeah.
Yeah, you started in the pool.
Yeah. There's no diving board unless...
The starting block.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we started in the pool.
Oh, you started in the pool.
I think... Yeah, we were in the pool.
Oh.
Every age, I think depending on the age you swam and the pool where you swam,
yes.
It was all a little different.
Oh, and it also depends, I guess, if you're the first one in or whatnot.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're doing it in a relay, then you could start differently. I did a couple different competitions a couple years ago. One of my friends was the assistant UNF swim coach. And so she recruited my friend and I to come and swim at UNF before they destructed the pool. And so it's my first time swimming and jumping off the block in like 20 years, right? It had been a long time. And I was swimming the 100 up first, and I am very blind if I don't have contacts, like legally beyond blind.
Wow.
So, of course, I jump off the block for the first time.
And you weren't wearing your contacts.
I was wearing my contacts, and I was wearing goggles.
Okay.
Guess what came off?
Oh, did you have Costanza goggles?
No.
Are they prescription goggles?
No. Oh. I wish I had those. I don't think they make those for my eyes, though, unless we're dropping, like, $1,000 or something. But so, yeah, goggles came off. I'm thrashing in the pool all over. I'm, rope to rope. You know, I miss my flip turns. It's miserable. I get out, and I'm cussing probably and just miserable. Luckily, one of my friends had an extra spare contact. It wasn't the exact prescription, but it was close enough. And so... I had the 50 up next, and I was like, I'm not doing it. That was embarrassing. And I was swimming next to girls who swim in college, and some of them were training for the Olympics and stuff. Yeah, it was real bad.
Yeah.
It was
training
talk about embarrassing.
For the Olympics, and then there was Laura.
Then there was me. Luckily, at least I redeemed myself a slight bit because I, for the next race, jumped off, goggles stayed on, and it was only a 50, so I didn't die.
Nice.
But that's what that reminded me of. But so, okay. One of the questions that when we were on the TV show The Chat today, one of the questions that they had asked us to kind of prep for us to be on was, what's something that's not widely known about you? And I love that question. So, Don, I'm going to start with you. What's something?
Oh, gosh.
And if you need more time, prepare this question for the chat.
Do we have all night?
Nobody has an automatic. Do you have one?
I have an automatic.
All right, you
one.
Do it.
But
that
I mentioned
time.
It earlier. I used to think I could really sing. Like, really, really.
Oh, that
sing.
Was a real, like, you meant that.
Like, I thought I had enough charisma and personality to
Did
and
you
energy
try out for anything?
Be, no.
Okay.
No. But I just always thought in the back of my mind, well, if this career doesn't work out, I'll just be a singer.
Oh, okay.
That is no longer
okay.
the case. That's not my plan B.
I got one.
Let's hear it.
I have seizures. And anybody that knows with epilepsy comes, you're always constantly changing your medication. So you're always going through different little side effects or whatnot. And apparently a one medication I was have was making me a little paranoid, extremely paranoid about anything. And I had such a fear that I was going to be attacked in my shower. And it lasted for like probably a good 2 months straight. Every time I showered, I was constantly looking through, looking.
That's
I had
scary.
To keep opening, yeah. I don't know. That's something I didn't know about me.
What? No.
It got so bad I had to take – I just had my – the clear lining. I had to take the shower curtain off and just leave the clear lining so I could constantly.
I was going to ask if you at any point, and I kind of feel like your husband was like, yes.
No, I don't think he might have been out at sea at that time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, it was just like for a couple months. Then I was like, you know what? I think I need to change my meds again because this isn't working. I'm deathly afraid in the shower.
So. Do you guys, to kind of piggyback off that, do you guys look outside of your window at night?
Oh, I close all my blinds.
All my blinds.
I have to every
I can't all my blinds.
Just look. If it's dark outside, I can't look outside at night.
I'm the exact same.
You know, I used to be like that, but I don't know if I've gotten more trusting over the years. But right now, I'm on the second floor, and I feel invincible. So I'm like, well, no one can get to me.
Is someone across the way?
No. It looks over the street.
Yeah, binoculars. Is somebody?
How are they going to get up there?
I'm not saying get up. I'm saying looking at you.
And then there's
not
this
in
one
my bedroom,
picture.
Like the living room.
No, Amanda's not going to sleep tonight.
Yeah. Now I'll close all my blinds.
I'm going to find this picture, but there's this one picture that was posted on Reddit not too long ago where it was just a bunch of people. They're hanging out in a cabin, and they were all just hanging out in the house, and they take a picture of the, you know, everybody hanging out, and then they look at the picture later on, and you can see outside of the door. It's giving me goosebumps. She's talking about, but you can see the outside of the door, a shadowy figure just
stop.
Watching them.
Yeah,
like, not moving.
Now, is this a real
them.
Person, or are we talking ghost hunters now?
No, it was a real person.
Okay.
Because they had found footsteps the next day. They said they
oh
went back outside
gosh.
The next morning.
You've got to bring that up. I want to look at it.
It's, I have goosebumps just talking about it.
I want to see. I don't know how this topic went from like, what are people, they don't know about you.
What
are you afraid of?
I feel like I have a lot of ones they don't know about us. Like crawfish is my all-time favorite food. Mm-hmm. I could eat 45 pounds of crawfish. And,
or boiled peanuts.
Yeah.
A bowl of peanuts.
I could eat boiled peanuts for days.
I shared this on Jaguars today this morning that I only eat cereal at night.
Really?
Never
dessert
in the morning.
For
yeah.
You. Okay.
I never.
It's more of a snack food, I feel like.
Yeah, like
you,
I've
you
never.
Get a older.
I don't eat it. I only eat it at night.
Are you a certain type of cereal or are you any cereal?
I mean, I kind of buy the same stuff because I'm plain. Like, I'm a health freak,
okay.
So I just buy,
Special
like,
K and grape nuts.
Kind
of.
Like, Raisin Cinnamon Toast Crunch or
no.
Lucky Charms.
Fruit Pebbles.
She's not even giving us her
Cheerios.
Cereals.
Cheerios.
Oh, okay.
The flavored ones.
What did Tone? I think Tone, Booberry or something. Somebody likes Booberry.
Booberry?
Yeah, Booberry.
Oh.
Don't you remember all the...
Blueberry?
No, Booberry. Who remembers Booberry?
What is that?
Come on, it's the Halloween time.
I know what you're talking about.
Booberry.
The Booberry.
Oh, okay,
boo.
Halloween.
Like Boo.
Oh,
Booberry.
Okay. Like scary.
Yeah.
Like what we were talking about earlier. All right, so that voice that you just heard that was obviously not a female was AJ Can. He's back. You know why he's back? Because I had one homework assignment for AJ Can. And I wasn't letting him go until he came at me with his very best Spurrier-ism and Spurrier impression. AJ, take the floor, my friend.
Okay. I thought long and hard about this because I didn't want to make old Spurrier mad. But, okay, this is the only thing I'm really, really sure about, and he does this to everybody. If he doesn't know your name, like he knows everybody's name, but you know he coached like tons of players. So when he's walking by a guy and he's not sure who it is, he'll just say, "Hey, my man, what's going on?" He says that all the time. It's, "What's up, my man?"
All and that's how he says it?
That's how he said it, too. Yep.
Did he say that to you?
He said it to me a couple times.
Yeah?
Yeah, he asked.
You were probably still a freshman.
Yeah.
We'll give him a little slack, but yeah.
Oh, man.
I actually got to meet Stephen R. Spurrier when I was 11 years old. I was going to the Boys and Girls Club, and really quick story, you got to pair with some celebrity. So I, of course, chose Spurrier because my dad's obsessed.
Yeah.
Well, this is back before cell phones. And so, but the golf cart had some sort of a phone. And, you know, one of those that was plugged in kind of thing, wired in. So we call my dad at lunchtime with Spurrier. You know, I'm so excited. And my dad was out to lunch and he never got to talk to Spurrier.
Did he get a message?
With a secretary. That's it. So, yeah. Hey, my man.
That's fantastic.
But, yeah. Thank you, AJ. Not just for joining us, but also for Spurrier.
Can I ask you one question? Because we were talking about Gus Bradley the last time. And you said he was very humorous.
Well, like, I wouldn't say he was very humorous, but, you know, it was just like, it wasn't so serious, you know.
Cause it wasn't dry.
Yeah, a lot of memes were so serious and just into, you know, just staring you down. You know, he was more open and easy to talk to. And we even, not wasn't so much humor, but we just laughed, you know what I'm saying? It was just fun to talk to
him. Made you feel comfortable.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah. AJ, do you have a favorite joke? This just came to me, sorry.
A favorite joke?
Yeah, do you have like a go-to joke?
Okay. My best friend's dad, Dylan Thompson's dad, uh-huh. Danny Thompson, and he has like jokes for days. I can just sit back and listen to his jokes all the time. So one day I was at his house, and he was like, AJ, did I tell you what happened to my neighbor's dog? I was like, no, what happened? He was like, so the dog, the man was cutting grass, and he left the gasoline out. So the dog got out of the cage and drunk up all the gasoline. I was like, are you serious? He was like, yeah. He was like, so the dog start going crazy, running around the house, and then the dog falls out. I was like, oh man, the dog died? He said, no, he just ran out of gas. That's what he said, and I died laughing when he said that.
Because you thought it was a serious story the whole time.
I thought it was serious. He was like, no, he just ran out of gas. I was like, oh, man, he got me with that one.
That's funny.
But I get a lot of jokes from him. He's so funny.
That's funny. I would take notes. I'm the worst with jokes. I can never remember
them. I can't either.
Yeah. I don't know
why. I've been known to just change a midstream, realizing I don't know the end.
That's why the knock-knock jokes are the best. You just give up. Yeah. Knock-knock, because they're, I don't know.
Yeah. Bye. Yeah. They don't run out of style. The knock-knock's over with.
Yeah.
Right? Just, I don't know.
AJ, are you excited about that chocolate heel?
I was actually thinking about it. I was, because somebody texted me about Reese's, and I was like, well, I got a chocolate heel now, so I'm about to demolish that.
That text reply is like, yeah. Oh, chocolate okay. What?
Yeah.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Well, thanks again for joining us on Helmets
and Heels.
Thank
you guys for having me. Thank you
so much. We will check in with Fat Tony coming up here in just a few minutes for, of course, Fat Tuesdays, because it is Tuesday night.
That's what I feel like right now.
92.5 FM.